the show.
So we're doing the intro now.
We are at
the start of the show.
What? Why would you do the intro at the start of the show?
Mick says we should do it at the end of the show.
That's what we normally do.
I feel like because we know what we've talked about, and we can go, hey, coming up with the program tonight.
Well, there's only one topic to talk about this week, though. Is our continuing Terror Watch coverage of...
The Pinch.
And the Pins and Needles.
Pins and
the
Needles.
The new Terror group that's come out this week.
You can always put the song on Needles and Pins, though.
I don't know that song, Mick.
That's done by a 60 group.
I wasn't born in the 60s.
No,
they're cowards, grubs, all sorts of things, and as bad as ISIS.
They should be thrown away for life. No, I think...
Well, they're pretty much the same. They're like like a terror offence,
That's
right?
What I'm surprised about. ISIS didn't claim responsibility for it.
I haven't checked their Twitter today. They probably have.
But don't they usually do that? Like, yeah, we take responsibility for all the bad stuff. Just please notice us.
They even took responsibility for my overdue power bill.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't have an overdue power bill, but they would.
Glenn, do you have an overdue?
No, I don't. No. But if they did, they would. They'd take
responsibility. Hey, they can take claim and pay for it.
Exactly. You can deal with it.
It's our bill. It's our bill.
I'm sure someone's trying to break the Australians out of some market so they can get into it.
You think so?
Yeah. That's a very good tactic. Well, you need pins. That's all you need.
The Prime Minister's talking tough.
He has sanctions and all this stuff.
Heading into question time. I know many Australians are very concerned about what's been happening with the strawberries and what Summit It has done in disrupting and damaging an entire industry and making parents worried all around the country. Today I announced that we're putting in some tough new laws, not just to increase the penalties for people who do this already, but for those who go on YouTube or think it's a big...
So, Steve, what have you been doing all week?
I was on YouTube.
10 years, prison. Do you know what the funniest thing was of the week, though? You made all these tough announcements, all these tough laws.
Yeah.
Tough laws. Tough. We're going to crack down on the strawberry terrorists. And then, like, this kid done a hoax on social media.
12-year-old or 8-year-old.
And the police says we're cautioning him for the youth offenders program.
Well, there's a girl who did that as well, an 8-year-old.
Why is he going to jail for 10 years?
What did he do on social media?
Stick a needle in.
It was a hoax, though.
Yeah, hoax one.
It was a hoax
one. But a little girl did the same thing. Mm-hmm. She took it to school and showed him.
So copycats now.
Yeah.
So he was lucky not to get the 10 years. The laws passed.
He didn't get thrown away for life.
Didn't get thrown away in life. He still survived. So.
But he's a terrorist.
He's a terrorist. Well, he's a hoax terrorist. The worst type of terrorist.
Fake terrorist.
Fake terrorist, fake news.
Well, when you do it with food, that's very dangerous.
But it is disconcerting, though.
Isn't it? It's sad. It's very sad.
Like, as I was saying...
I look at my strawberries now differently.
As I was saying...
Yeah, like, you just see they're like, not even on sale anymore.
Yes, they are.
No, not
I got
one.
Four.
Not the one near my
Woolies has taken out the needles. You can't even buy the needles with your strawberries anymore.
I got four packs for $5.
Well, if
$5.
You want to buy strawberries, now would be the best time because they're like really cheap.
I'm growing my own. I got some growing.
You can grow. Well, you can trust your own then, I guess. Mm. Yeah.
As long as I don't pin myself.
No, don't pin yourself to the ground.
Pin yourself.
But hey, also coming on the program.
Anything else in the program?
Oh,
I thought we were just going to have like a whole strawberry edition. Like,
oh my God. No, the surely there's other stuff, right?
Okay, I hope.
Coca-Cola are going to trial test marijuana in
hemp Coke. Or marijuana?
No, actually, like flavored Coke. Like
yeah, hemp
flavored.
Or marijuana. It's
marijuana
two.
To help with like.
Hemp is different
problems.
To marijuana because they are from the same family.
Well,
but
I don't
got
think they're going to go into that detail, Mick. They're just going to try marijuana.
And they going to put
flavored Coke like they did with Coke Zero.
Is that going to be Coke Zero?
No, it'd be Coke
it might
Light.
Be zero if you try it.
Could it be, I don't know, high in zero?
No, it's THC Coke.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Try you have to ask their scientist, Mick. I do not know that.
No, but they wouldn't put THC in. That'd be just a flavouring of the outside. Just,
so we've got Naked Bunnies coming up too. Naked Aged
bunnies.
Care.
Naked
care,
Bunnies.
Royal Commission.
Naked Bunnies.
Naked Bunnies. We'll talk about the Naked Bunny soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Naked Bunny. Whoa, Mick.
Yeah.
Didn't you
miss That's
Bunniest?
That's Peter Rabbit, because he doesn't wear clothes.
Peter Rabbit.
He doesn't wear clothes, no, so he's a naked bunny.
Oh, no, I know of it. Yes,
oh,
you know, I know.
Okay,
I don't know, remember what he looks like. I'm like, did he wear clothes? I do not know.
Did Fat Cat wear clothes?
Yes.
No.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
he wore a coat. He wore a coat, but no pants.
No pants, yeah.
Oh, so he wore a coat. And he was in an alley, right?
All the time. And he was in an alley all the time.
So, he's an alley cat.
Yeah, that's not a show you'd want to watch.
I thought Fat Cat was good.
Yeah, but not until you put it in the context. He's wearing a coat and no
pants.
Yeah,
when you grow up,
alley.
It gets confusing.
Yeah, but...
Therapy is expensive.
Like but Humphrey is like...
Humphrey Bear wore no pants,
pants,
but he wore a coat.
Pooh Bear didn't wear any pants either.
Yeah.
But he's a bear. Have you seen bears wear pants?
Isn't that weird? A lot of bears wear no pants.
No,
is that why you wear no pants? You call... You say you're bear.
You
when
a,
you know bear...
You're
when
literally
you,
bear, yes.
It's the Wild West. 89.3 2GLF. Footy's final weekend.
Yes.
It's exciting stuff.
What's happening? Saints lost last week.
To be fair, it was a very gallant performance.
Was it a good game, though?
It was a great game.
But Saints still lost.
Well, to be fair, I think it was a defendable...
They still lost. They missed as good as a mile.
That's really weird. Both games last week were 1 point difference.
Oh, it was a very... exciting.
I'll tell you something. I noticed that the people who played away won and the ones who played at home lost.
All right.
And what does that mean?
Well, that's how you don't play away.
No, the only people who were going to win last week were the ones who played away.
Yeah. I don't think that means anything, though, Mick. Statistically, that it's a very small advantage being at home.
No, it's a big advantage being at home.
Not anymore, because no one has a home.
Yes, they have.
No, they don't.
I got a home. You got a home, haven't you, Steve?
But who had the home ground advantage this week?
Melbourne Storm.
Well, Melbourne Storm did, yes.
And I think the Eastern Suburbs, I think.
Not really, because everyone plays out of that stadium. That's the problem. Because half the Sydney teams play out of ANZ now, which is really annoying. No one really has a home ground anymore. The home ground advantage in Sydney is very weird.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they all play at ANZ, which is the hopeless home. Allianz Stadium being knocked down too. It's the last game of football this weekend before they get stadium rebuilt.
Oh, with all the new toilets and all
that
crap.
There might be something going wrong for this. I can see something going wrong.
Don't say that.
Well, no, no, it'll go wrong. They'll just knock it down. And they'll move the school. It'll be all right. What could go wrong? A lot of money they're wasting, but nonetheless. Well, it's a lot of money they're wasting because the crowds of the finals have been disappointing, to say the least. Like, they've got Sydney teams playing and they've basically got more people turning up to...
Aussie Rules.
So Aussie Rules in Sydney. Like, bloody embarrassing.
To be fair, Aussie Rules
that.
Is pretty fun.
Yeah, but
it's good fun playing it.
For that match between Souths and the Dragons, to have empty seats is just embarrassing. Mm. And why was it being played ANZ? I don't know. It's weird.
They should have played at... on a local Cogra, right? Or
well, no, you got to play at the Allianz would be the right place, but because it's the most central place to it. But they just can't get people out to Homebush. They keep playing it out at Homebush.
It's pretty hard to get there.
So why should you have Homebush? Knock all the places down ANZ?
Well, because when they built it, they should have built transit there to make it easy to get
to.
They
did build transit.
They don't have the...
No, it's so hard to get to, Mick. From a lot of parts of Sydney, it's hard to get to.
All you do is go to Auburn.
Just in the middle.
Lidcombe and go in there.
It's funny. It's the most conveniently centrally located place in Sydney, but if you need to go to from certain parts of the city, it's really hard to get to. And the traffic's congested.
You've got to catch a train, a bus, you've got
to
walk.
The bus only goes from
Lidcombe. It's right next to the dead centre of Sydney.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that might be, but it's
but a lot of places. But Mick, you're missing the point.
The graveyard—that's the dead center.
Yeah. But like literally, like a lot of places that might be 10 km away, it can take an hour to get to.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's
and
just
it should
like
take 20 minutes.
Like last time I went there, train, bus.
It's horribly located.
It's ridiculous.
You caught the wrong one. You should have caught the train.
And there's nothing around there too, so you can't kind of get there early because what do you do?
Exactly.
To get there early.
Oh, you go have a coffee. Go have a avocado slammer.
What's a
Surry Hills, mate.
What's a Cardo Slammer?
But back now to the more important issues.
That's what they say. They have an avocado slammer.
But to more important issues in sport, the Naked Bunnies are out this week too.
Be strong, Sam.
I'm not getting into detail of anything. There's an NRL investigation going on at the moment. And I'm happy for them to get to the truth, I really am. And while that inquiry is taking place, we've been told to publicly make no comment, so I'm going to do that. But in terms of your question, answering your question, and I'm not talking about myself, probably speaking from the perspective of my wife, my family.
So he's very upset about his family, his wife, all very apologetic. Middle of the week. We don't know what happened by that.
She flashed him.
Yeah, but so what? He flashed back.
Yeah. So it's both mutual.
But I think his wife may not be happy about him flashing another lady.
I wouldn't worry.
That's true.
It wasn't his wife he was flashing. That may be the problem, Mick.
Yeah, he might have been flashing, thought he was flashing his mate.
He's
throwing brown eyes on
that. I think you might have knew what it was.
I know about the investigation, but it does seem from the evidence in the Daily Telegraph that has been published to date, is the evidence is not that that hard to understand.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward. Is that your wiener? That'd be the first question. And that's not your wife.
Case closed.
What more do we need to explain? But then again, why is it the football club's problem? I don't really understand.
Because it makes them look better. Brings their...
Does it bring the game to distribute? Brings a headline out.
It does because he's part of the team. And it
but
makes
what if you done that,
and...
Steve? What if you had a wife? for hypothetical states. And then you were caught doing that. Would your employer then have to bring you in and explain yourself?
I don't think they would really care,
to be honest.
To be fair, I don't have the profile that he does. But.
You don't, but if you, well, yeah, that's true. Maybe you need to get a profile, Steve. And a wife, too.
Make a name for myself, get a wife, and then start flashing people on the internet.
And then you can just be like Sam Burgess, like your true hero.
But his wife the next day posted a photo with the baby bump, and the baby said, oh, everything's good, we're having fun in the sun, and... So she's pretending everything's okay, right?
No, but she might have
been... She may not care either as well.
Yeah. I don't think she does.
No, she might have thought it was a bit of fun.
To be fair, he's probably done it many other times, and this one just happened to get out.
Maybe.
I guarantee you. She's known about...
This is revenge porn. This is revenge porn.
Well, that's why he wants the other woman to get in trouble, right?
And isn't the woman actually at fault there for distributing this back to the newspaper?
Yeah, revenge porn.
Not really appropriate.
And she flashed herself, so everyone flashes back.
But who's the instigator of
flashback? Coming up next is our flashback segment. No.
Yeah, our flashback segment to the 60s.
Back to the good old days, huh, Mick? Back to the good old days.
When everyone flashed and no one cared.
But sadly, we are recording this week on Thursday nights. We don't know what actually happened. So.
Oh, yeah.
Because the report was coming out. And I don't know.
Oh, I thought this was Saturday morning.
No.
You it said is Saturday, that morning.
Saturday morning.
We're trying to keep the illusion that this is live.
So maybe he's all innocent after this, so we don't...
Well, I'm never alive, I'm dead.
I don't think
dead.
People are going to care, to be honest.
I don't really care what he does with his iPhone.
Someone else will have another Mad Monday and I'll get over it.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we already had a Mad Monday. See, they've got caught go. Out again.
Now, talking about a mad day also too in the Champions League, this was a very shocking moment.
Wow! Listen to that around the Mestalla. One of the game's greats. One of the Champions League's greatest ever, if not the greatest ever, has been dismissed on match day one in 2018.
And there we go, red carded, Cristiano Ronaldo. Didn't do a Serena Williams, though. He actually just had a bit of a cry and went off.
He didn't fight for men's rights.
Didn't fight for men's rights,
And he didn't have a baby the week before.
Yeah, he didn't have a baby. He didn't have one, no.
But he just got the bloke on top of the head and played with his head.
But a pretty bad first day at your first new club, though.
Yeah. But he shouldn't have been sent off.
Why not?
Just for playing with someone's hair?
Yeah. He picked him. The bloke was sitting down and he went...
Oh, who cares, man? Well,
I think
he... That's his first red card. Ever.
Ever? Is that why he's so shocked?
Yeah.
I think he's just...
Oh, I could understand why he was so dramatic about it, because I didn't think being a soccer player in a red card...
Yeah, he's probably thinking a red card just for playing with somebody's hair. That's ridiculous.
He wasn't playing with someone's hair, though, right?
He did.
That's what Mick said.
Well, that's what he did. You have a look. You see him, he grabs the bloke's hair and goes... Ugh.
And that was it. And then he got sent off.
Yeah. Got the red card.
Oh, wow.
Well, you can't mess with people's hair.
Well, he's got bill cream.
Surely there's bigger things he can get red carded for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing a digit experiment.
The replay wasn't in his favour, yes. So is that all it was? Just
yeah.
Wow.
Stupid.
Yeah, that's kind of silly. Oh, well.
Just outrageous. Also outrageous, NFL. You're a big fan, Steve.
Oh, I love the NFL.
Bring out the Australian Dixon. A drop kick kickoff. Now, we're going to send our stats folks into overdrive here. But I'm going to put it out there. You tell me the last time you've ever seen a drop kick kickoff in the NFL.
Hey, Steve, when was the last time you saw a drop kick kickoff in the NFL?
The last time I watched an NFL game, that would have to guess.
I've seen a lot of drop kicks.
No.
Playing NFL?
Yeah, playing NFL.
Were they kneeling or not kneeling?
You got Tom Brady, you got freaking all these other people.
You got Marsha Brady.
Greg Brady.
Yeah. The Brady Bunch.
That's who they need.
They
the
do.
Brady Bunch the next night.
No. I can't recall.
Apparently, that's not a thing. Apparently,
no, it was because they did it a couple of years ago. I think the statistics they were going to say before they cut the clip off.
But is it legal or illegal?
No. They're allowed to do it.
Yeah,
it's not against the rules.
He's just confused. He thinks he's joined AFL.
They just think, oh, the Australian guy. What's he going to do next? You know, I guarantee you.
Get a goal.
Maybe play very good.
Maybe. Yeah. Now talking about done tennis tizzy fits too. Kyrgios has got an umpire fired.
Oh, the one that tried to coach him life experience. And
tell him to pull his finger out.
Pretty much.
Basically, that umpire's got 2 weeks off without any pay.
Just for doing that?
For doing that. Well, I think he wasn't doing the right thing.
Wasn't he? Gave him some fatherly advice.
He's the umpire.
No, he was making sure that...
He should have basically sent him off and gave him a game penalty.
No, yeah. Put him in the corner and put a little dunce like, cap on.
You can do this. You can do this. I believe in you. And
would you do that to Serena?
No, she'll tell me I'm being wrong to all women worldwide and...
And she just
had
a baby.
Male scum and whatever else crap she was going
to. She didn't say that.
No, either, but pretty much something like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, the umpire has unfortunately crossed the line there. Not appropriate.
Did he? I don't think it was that anything that serious. He just tried to get him to play the game.
But you haven't mentioned that.
Surely there's bigger things to worry about.
No, there's not.
The woman, clearly the Russian woman, who's Australian, she got knocked out today.
Who?
Out of her team.
Barty.
No, not Barty. Barty's still going.
I don't know, mate.
Well, a woman got knocked out today.
Who? Use the other Russian one. Australian. Who's the Russian Australian?
Oh, my.
I don't know. Is this trivia night?
No, you should know. She plays
at the local pub.
Do I get a prize?
She's the second best after Barty. She's the next best after Barty.
Angelique?
No.
Okay, we'll come back to that.
Kerber? No, not Kerber. Australian. She's an Australian.
But you said Russian Australian.
She come from Russia.
I don't know, Mick. It's too late.
Well, we'll get back to that.
It's 9:30. I don't care.
And
don't tell the time. We nearly finished. It's
9:30 a.m.
A.M., yes, in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. How's the NRL and AFL going?
Well, we don't know the results from last night's game, but we
remember
will
the soccer.
Have an update next week because it'll be grand final week.
In the world soccer.
What about our predictions then? We can do
team soccer in Europe.
Don't want to predict something because they could be out.
There's a team called bad. Big Boys or Little Boys or Something Boys.
Well, for what, Mick?
Okay, enough.
Strange names for a soccer team.
Enough sports trivia. That is the Wild West Sports Report. We're back next week. We're going to be a full sports report, but moment.
Welcome back to the program. You're here with Mick Levinstein on the Wild West.
On the last lap, did you say?
On the Wild West, the show.
I thought you said the last lap.
Could be. Hopefully, it's not our last lap.
The last lap.
I don't know. It's just me hearing.
I know it's like early in the morning right now.
Yeah.
It's time for Mad Mick Presents, though.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know what I'm going to present?
What are you going to present to us, Mick?
Oh.
In the first hour.
The first hour is how we've got these so-called revised things for doing registry offices, which have been renamed and repurposed, and they say you can get anything done.
Yeah.
I gave them three tasks to do if they're state offices. And they did nothing. They couldn't do anything. Okay, they couldn't even reach.
What were your free tasks, Mick?
The first task was to pay my third party through to find out what was the cheapest third party. And then,
because this is the thing where you say you go to the service centre, they'll save you money or whatever.
Yeah,
it is, right?
Yeah.
You go in there and then all of a sudden they'll make you rich.
Yeah.
It's a get rich quick scheme.
And like my service.
Right? I know, basically, so you get all your government like benefits and
yeah. They said they can do anything for you.
Liberal Party's thinking here's a way of socialism. How to get all your benefits from the government?
Yeah.
Come to one place.
So
they can't provide.
Yeah.
Well, but so they have a website.
They can't keep
that,
up to their.
There's a website for that though, right? The Green Slip website.
No, I'm not.
I
didn't go to. I went to the registry office and they said the first thing I went to find out what was the cheapest insurance I could get for third party.
Mm-hmm.
Then they gave me a quote. I said, no, I've got a cheaper one here from Shannon's. So I said, I'll pay him on Shannon's. When they tried to pay, wouldn't take the money. Couldn't take the money.
No, because you've got to go to the insurance company, not the insurance company.
No.
They're just giving you advice.
I had an insurance company payment
there. You can't go there to pay your insurance. They're not the insurance company. Yeah. They're the
government. You can pay the insurance company. You can pay online through them. But you can't.
Like, you could do that. I don't
know
why
but
you
they couldn't do it. Then I asked him
because they don't have that service. That's why.
That's part of their service.
No, what's
registration to do with part of their service?
No, but the way your insurance is, you do the insurance, then you can get your registration because
you can pay it over. You can get them put them
I
to pay it there.
I this year. It worked perfectly fine. I didn't even go to the office either,
right.
And I got the cheapest Queen Slip.
Yeah, good stuff.
So the second one was, I asked him about land rental or leasing. Which is part of the New South Wales government, and they couldn't find out anything about that.
What are you leasing?
Lease land. I got lease land, which I have to pay every 12 months.
Oh, leasehold land from the government because they're going to put leasehold land.
Hmm.
Oh,
And they couldn't do anything about that. Then
I went to local council or something.
No, it's Crown land. That's state land. Oh, okay. So the next one I went to find out was my pumping license. I got a pumping license on the Crown land.
What's a pumping license?
A pumping license to pump water.
Oh, because this is in the country or something.
Yes.
You're a big landhold owner.
No, not a big landholder. Big, it's forehand.
Big landhold owner
in
the country.
Then I asked them to do that. Stop. Three in a row, couldn't do any of them.
Aren't they mostly for roads and things?
Maybe you shouldn't
go. No, they post state services. State services.
Selected state services.
Yeah, for roads and cars and things.
No, they used to talk about insurance and all. Or you can get your...
Did you go to the one at Liverpool?
No.
Because...
I went to one up.
Because Liverpool one's the best one in the state.
No, I wouldn't go to Liverpool.
Yeah, there we go.
You that's a horrible one. You try getting there. I got hit by a car just out the front of that one.
That's all their fault.
How did the government not stop you from getting hit by a car? Poor government.
They shouldn't have built the road there. But no. Well, after we've been told all this things that these service centres can do everything for you, which owns anything owned by the state, you do it, nothing.
Yeah.
That's well, they can do a lot of things.
They do not meet their requirements, what they state they can do, and they when they come
I'm not
to,
a fan of them, by the way, Mick, I must say. I'm still waiting for them to issue temporary disability permits more quickly than like a 10-day waiting period.
Yeah. Is that 10 working days?
10 working days.
Oh, wow.
I'm still complaining to them about that, just to annoy them. One day they'll listen.
And how's that progressing?
It's just annoying them.
All you have to do is put me and me mates in power and we'll fix everything up.
Would you?
Yes. You have no laws and anarchy.
Social Justice Party.
No.
And anyway, what we stand for is social justice.
Okay.
I don't know if getting service at Service New South Wales is social justice, though.
Mm.
It's convenience, maybe.
Yeah.
Inconvenient.
Well, we did predict something on this show last week, by the way. We actually got in before the Prime Minister did.
Mm.
This was his announcement on Sunday.
Was what was occurring in our residential aged care sector. As a result of the work that the government has been doing, the unannounced visits, the compliance audits, it has revealed a very disturbing trend in what is happening in terms of non-compliance and abuses and failures of care that have been occurring across the sector.
So we said last week they'll probably have a Royal Commission. They did have a Royal Commission.
Yeah.
What
the worst
Scott Morrison must be listening.
You got in before Four Corners.
Yeah.
Oh, crikey.
The worst
part. Well, it was predictable, though. Isn't it a great idea for a government to sit there and say, I'm going to have a Royal Commission because it's not my problem anymore?
Yeah, let other people do it.
Oh, the Royal Commission's sorting it out. Yep, not my problem.
That was their problem they set up. They haven't done anything for... I complained about this,
but this is
in
the
in the year 12.
But the minister was on Four
Corners.
And
there's still both Liberal and Labor and the rest of the governments who... All the politicians did stuff all about it and they still don't do any
but
stuff
here's
all.
The cracker is the Minister for Aged Care said an inquiry would be a waste of time. They already know the problem. And he
No,
but that's what he said on Four Corners before on the show. He said that he didn't know the problem. You already knew all about the problem. The Royal Commission would be a big waste of time and money. It'll just report on what we already know. So why are they having a Royal Commission for that? If they already knew the problem, can't you have solved the problem? Or is it...
No, they can't solve problems because they make the problems.
I don't know. I don't think it's just them making the problem. Like, for example, that person that attacked the person in the place the other day where they were attacking them with a pillow, the dementia patient, that's not the government's fault. That's the person who done its fault.
It's also the government's fault for cutting the
no,
money,
it's not the government's
which
fault.
Made... No, they haven't done the regulation. You have
pillow.
To have... Have you seen how many... There was one on staff who looked after 70 people on the night.
Mick.
Seven. And why was it? Because their money has been cut for
Mick,
the staff.
That is the silliest argument, because the thing is, there already is a law in place. You just can't bash people up with pillows.
Yeah.
What about when you have
There's
a pillow
no
fight? What
them?
About when you have pillow fights?
Don't think that was a pillow fight. Back.
No, but this
a very good
this,
pillow fight. He didn't have
this
a pillow.
Situation has
the
been there. Yeah.
But Mick, but
this situation's been there since 12 or even longer, and they've done nothing about it.
What are
they doing? It's just like, what's the other inquiry? How long has that
banking
been going?
And
banking
superannuation.
That's been going for how long?
Oh, nearly
20 years, 30 years, insurance, 40 years. They've been doing it all the time, and no one's done anything about it. These. Show
to let the past go a bit, man.
This shows how our politicians do not care until they get forced to do something.
But Mick, there's not just responsibility of politicians too, it's of the sector as well. It's the private enterprises that have got responsibility, the staff have
who
responsibility.
Who made private enterprises? Who made
doesn't
who
matter,
gave,
people
are, who gave
doesn't matter.
Government gave
it's not all
this to private enterprise.
Well, it's all the government's fault, haven't you?
It is all the government's
fault. No, it's
fault. Not. It's everything the government's
fault. I fractured my ankle
problems,
last year. Was that the government's fault?
Yes.
Yeah, the roads.
No, they shouldn't let him out.
Should let him out of the country.
Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
Fair enough.
No, but
that's a fair call.
Everyone banned from travelling.
But these problems have been there since the early
but it's just
and they've done nothing about it.
But the government can't solve the problems of
they
people.
They can't solve. No, it's like okay.
You can't stop
you
the person that's going to like attack somebody apart from
find
them.
What do you do with the price of power? Cut it back to 1970s prices or 60s prices or 80 prices
how
or,
are they
fund or 5 years.
And companies and
he's like the Jeremy Corbyn of Australia.
Yes.
No,
let's all go back to the good old 70s. All the old inflation and hyperinflation and the lack of
inflation. Now they say in those days we can't deal with inflation. You have to kill the inflation. Now we need inflation. Make up your mind.
No, we do need inflation quite now. Yeah, it'd be nice. A bit of inflation would be nice.
What a lot of crap going on.
Yeah.
They don't even know how to rule.
But Mick, I don't understand why you can't understand that the sector and the people that work in the sector need to take responsibility too. Like in the banking sector, the responsibility is not just of the government, it's of the people in the industry.
There's a deregulation of the banks.
Because the thing is that most people are honest people, but there's obviously other pressures in these companies and businesses.
And how many times have they been reported? How many times have they been reported and nothing's been done about it?
Well, exactly. Like, for example, I remember one of the stories this week was that they only spend $6 a day on food.
Yeah.
Which has been around. That story's been around for a long time. That's not breaking news. That's been around for a long time.
Mm. That's brought back up, right?
Yeah. But
and there were some people that actually said they got good food. So this is the thing. The sector is inconsistent. So there was a lot of people that came back and they said, actually, the place I'm at is actually quite good. Mm. And then there's other places that are quite bad. So I guess the
problem
is...
The ones that make the biggest money make the biggest
profits
for their shareholders.
I think the problem with this is that it's very hard to find a good place because you don't know what a good place is, right? They reckon that it's very hard when you're shopping around for this because you just can't really just change providers easily.
They haven't got a website saying who's good and who's bad. And
well,
that's the
solution.
Maybe they need a registry.
Apparently, I reckon the best way to find an aged care place, though, is you go in and check the food first. If they've got good food, it's a good sign. If they can spend money on food.
I'll go to King's Cross then.
But is the other problem, too, is the fact...
There's one at King's Cross. But excellent.
Isn't there problem, the other problem, too, they've got to look at is how we fund the model because it's going to be very expensive to fix. Because if the food's $6 a plate and they've got to make the place run and there's a lot more people are going to be old in these places of living, there's going to be a crisis anyway in the future.
No, it's just the people who are...
Because population,
the people
too
who
many
are,
old people.
The people who are saying it's going to be
that's
a problem...
That's beds is almost the time.
Yeah.
The people who are saying it's going to be the problem can't think of how to fix up the problem because they most probably cause the problem.
You think so?
Baby boomers cause
like,
the problem.
That's like... The tobacco tax, right? They put the tobacco tax up so high, now when there's a robbery, they take cigarettes. In the old days, they never took cigarettes.
Why, because it was so low?
Yeah.
Well, times change.
So now that's like everything cheap.
No, chasing.
Well, there's like a lot of expensive things. People
no.
start robbing everything.
No.
Why don't they do it with Ferrari
started,
dealers? Make them cheap, and then I'd have a Ferrari.
Then they start.
And they'll have none stolen. Just think, I'll go to Mr. Ferrari tomorrow, Mick, and say, Mr. Ferrari, you make your cars a dollar, no one will steal them anymore. You won't need any security
crap
anymore.
Anyway. No, crap anyway,
yeah,
Ferraris.
One of the worst cars, yeah.
I wouldn't buy one, but
no,
anyway.
I wouldn't buy one.
Living for a dollar?
Not for...
No.
I'd buy one for a dollar.
Maybe for a dollar,
yeah.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah,
I'd buy one for Mick too.
I'd buy one for you too.
Yeah, but remember when you fill it up, it costs you more than a dollar.
Of course.
Or get service on it, more than a dollar.
Probably sell
it
afterwards.
Even worse. They should put a Royal Commission in the petrol.
Yeah, they haven't
That's
done that either.
I hope they do that.
But
you know what happened
with petrol?
You know what happened with petrol?
Well, it's like to give other people responsibility.
No, but it's the government...
Like what Mick was saying.
It's rubbish. No. I think it's good because it reveals stuff, but I think also too the government's using it in this case to hide the issue a bit and get it off their books.
You think so? So people forget
Absolutely.
About it for a while. And...
Well, it brings out all the details, and then you blame the industry and not the government for doing it. So what Mick's trying to say is that the government's at fault, and they probably are to a point.
But not like the
But the problem is that when you get all
these
other people,
because
who's
either.
The banking's fault now? It's not the government's fault for lack
yes,
of regulation. No, it's
because they deregulated
no,
the banking
it's
when
the
they
bank's
first.
Fault.
No,
it's the bank.
They've made the bank the victim. This is the problem. They made the bank.
They deregulated the banks.
Commonwealth. You saw how they getting grilled now.
They deregulated the banks. And they didn't put the money
but
back
But the problem
into
is when you've got the Royal Commission, every day the
didn't.
Headline
Yeah, but the Royal
Commission
is pointing fingers at certain people
yeah,
and certain
but they didn't
now,
put
so
the money
not
in.
The government.
They didn't put the money in to prosecute these people. You know what they did in Iceland when 08 came, when the big
like
crunch came?
Collapse.
They threw them in jail. What did they do here? didn't do anything. In
some
America,
people lost
nothing.
Their jobs and they haven't finished yet, though. I'm sure
no, this was 08, 07.
It's hard to put people in jail when they haven't committed an offence. It's criminal at
well,
the time.
It.
Well, when we had the financial problem for them.
Yeah. But who do you blame? The bank teller or which part of the bank? And
just like a retail?
Just get like half a million people and then arrest them.
You can't throw a bank teller in jail.
No, the bosses.
The bosses, just the CEOs.
Yeah, the CEOs. Because
the
they're the ones who made the regulations. And they say, you do this and make our money for us.
I don't
rip
know
people
if
off.
Like that.
Anyway, yes, enough crazy socialism for one segment. We'll be back with more of the Wild West.
Welcome back to the Wild West.
You know, the good thing about talking to yourself, you never lose your arguments. And if you do, there's something wrong.
You've lost a lot of arguments, Mick.
Yeah.
What happens if you talk in the mirror? Who wins that battle?
Man in the mirror?
Mm. The man in the mirror.
No, it's a boy in the mirror.
Oh, really?
I'll have a look.
So sad news this week in the Wild West. In Edison, there was a Joseph Farm, 23-year-old guy.
What happened?
In Desert Island. Denza Park. Denza Park should be renamed. It's a hard place to pronounce
sometimes.
Yeah,
why are they renaming Moorbank? They should be renaming
Denza Park. Get renamed, would you? Seriously.
Call it Desert Park.
But back to the sad news of the week, and it wasn't the fact that Denza Park is hard to pronounce, but Joseph Palm, 23-year-old, died of a drug overdose at a dance music festival. Two people died. Two people died at that festival at...
Was that
the year before?
Penrith. Yeah, right.
Now, the premier is on the mission to ban the festival and get a crackdown on music festivals of these overdoses that are happening at these events.
Yeah, because they want to do drug testing at the festival.
They should implement it. You remember?
I think they should. It's clearly a dangerous what's
kids?
Happening.
No, they're going to cancel the music festival. Then you don't have a problem.
Yeah, no fun allowed, clearly, in Sydney. That's ridiculous.
Oh, come on. There is fun allowed in Sydney as long as you're at home by 1:30.
Yeah. And you don't drink past
3:30.
Whatever it was.
Yeah. 3:30. Yeah, but 3:30
is...
Like, how late do you want to be outside
liberal party,
drinking?
If you're part of the Liberal Party, you have a bit of fun.
Yeah, that's true.
How often do you go out drinking to 3:30 in the morning?
Party for one is always fun.
Mm.
You want a party for
one? I just can't understand the hipsters are going, Sydney's all shut down because we can't drink to 3:30 in the morning.
Who cares?
Oh, God, wake up and breakfast.
Well, who wants to hang out with those type of people during the...
To be fair, what I want to understand is why is there no coffee shops open in Sydney past 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
That's what's ridiculous.
Yeah.
3 o'clock in the morning.
No one ever talks about
this.
In the afternoon.
Or in my area where I work,
four o'clock. You got Macca's.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like real coffee shops. Like,
real.
I was walking past one today on my way to the...
You try to buy a smoothie at 6 p.m. in the evening. People look at you like some crazy man.
Yeah.
You don't know where to go.
Oh, sorry.
It's very hard
in
to find.
In the city.
Even the CBD, these places, like it's very hard.
You don't
hard.
Go to CBD, you go up near your place.
Oh, sorry, Glenn, you have to go to Western
Sydney. I'll go all the way out to Liverpool to get a smoothie
you
at 6
in
the evening.
You go on to Broadway. Broadway has a lot.
No, they don't, because
what?
They don't, Mick.
We keep Sydney open.
No, they're not in Broadway, definitely not.
I used to go, when I drove buses,
back
in the
1960s.
In the 90s. You used to call into, you have to park up in Central.
Yeah.
And call into Broadway and get a coffee and a cake. A nice cake. Oh, man.
Mick, I know, trust me. Broadway.
But the world has changed now because now basically those shops close early because they're early morning people have the coffees. I don't know, up in the morning. They could be shut in the morning for all I care. Who wants a breakfast?
I think just shut down all cafes to be
shut them all down.
Coffee, so I don't care.
Shut them all down. I think we found a solution. Music festivals gone, coffee shops gone.
Politicians are gone.
Honestly, bring back the milk bars and everyone will be happy.
But what does the Premier...
Milky bar, kid.
But how do you... Is it an overreaction to ban the music festival?
It is overreaction because what...
4 people are dead, though.
She's got no idea.
Right? Yeah, but drugs are causing it, not the music festival.
But the people tend to, you know...
I know, because you get out...
Ever since...
Like, you don't see many people on drugs and 6 o'clock in the morning at the coffee shop.
Well, people have died from music festivals. Riots,
seems to be
higher.
Yeah.
Mosh pits.
I've been shot by the bikies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another
one. So I guess there is to a point, but
no,
I think pill testing can
pill testing
a lot.
Is the most important thing. Legalising it and restricting things, restricting the
accessibility.
Yeah.
It's pronunciation
what we are
today.
Creating, we are creating our own problems.
No, we're not.
We are.
No, just don't do drugs. Full stop.
Don't do drugs. That means you don't do coffee. That means
I
don't
do coffee,
food.
Yes.
You don't do tea.
Don't do tea.
I do tea.
You don't do alcohol. You don't
do
religion.
Don't do
religion. You don't watch TV. Anything is a drug.
Drugs are left to interpretation,
TV,
Mickey.
TV is a drug.
I go to work every day. Is that a drug?
That's a drug, yeah.
I don't have a choice of that.
Pays well.
I like that drug, though. get paid well.
See, everything's a drug.
That's an addiction, not a drug.
What it is, what gets me is...
There's illegal drugs, Mick. Sorry.
These have been made illegal because of idiots. A lot of these drugs have got very good properties for other diseases and other things, like ADD, speed, or...
Well, it's like MDMA helps with PTSD.
Yeah. What's
PTSD? Well,
ecstasy.
But at this particular festival, they had 355 drug searches. 69 people were found in possession of drugs. 10 were charged with supply offences. That's a pretty high strike rate. Like, we talk about a festival of 30,000 people. That's a lot.
No, it's not much.
That is, because 69 out of 355.
You have a look at Sunbury down in Melbourne.
Yeah, well, that was just...
Festivals are always... appreciation of music is through drugs.
But that's only what they found, right, compared to actually what got
through. Yeah, exactly, yes.
But kids will be kids. We did it when I was young. You most probably did it when you were
young. No, I didn't actually, no.
When you were doing the drugs when you were young, were you?
No. I actually think they're detestable.
No.
Absolutely detestable.
It's just idiots who made them detestable.
Yeah. No, it's just unnecessary.
Just politicians. Because politicians are the problems.
They're the politicians.
Okay.
Anyway,
best example.
Oh, wait, we're not going
to in other news this week, Steve.
Actually, I was just about to talk to you about a politician, so good segue, Mick.
Yeah.
Gladys was in the paper this week as well. She's come out and said that this new, what is it, the Aerotropolis that's coming?
What's an Aerotropolis?
You know that new big hub in Liverpool?
It's
the housing and the...
It's an airport with lots of development.
Yeah. The new precinct is going to generate 200,000 jobs.
I think it's 200,000 lots of BS.
I knew you were going to say that, Mick, to be honest.
Well, it will generate jobs because someone's going to build a runway and the airport, the flight.
And the Badgerys Creek, you know, at the airport.
There'll be jobs there. I just don't know how
I guarantee they'll fill that number, but then they're just going to slowly...
But who's going to go back in 10 years and figure out that number was correct or not?
Yeah, who's going
to... They just make these numbers up all the time.
Oh, I guarantee you there will be people saying, you said 200,000
jobs.
No,
they don't, because they say it all the time. Everything now is about the jobs, right? They open up a shop, it's like 500 jobs and 200 jobs. Yeah. And
we guarantee it's going to make this many jobs for the local area.
Because jobs are good.
Nah.
But jobs are good.
Nah.
Working's good, Mick.
Okay, not good. Don't know him work. Everyone just go home. Now, a crime syndicate has been caught out too. And a jury man at Villawood Detention Centre has been caught up. It's a bunch of compromise scams that were held across the state. They had a strike force, a loaner. They all looked into these email frauds. They found a whole bunch of SIM cards and all these sorts of things about that. So they raided the border force, helped out at the detention centre last week and arrested him and basically...
This bloke's been deported anyway. That's why he's at the detention centre.
Well, it's pretty convenient. He's in the right place at least, and at least they found him. But at last, a victory against one of the scourges of society, which is basically...
Scammers.
Scammers, basically, yeah. And it's basically... Four members have been arrested of this syndicate.
Plus more to become.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is good news, but it's still a problem that is still out there and still exists, and we all need to be very vigilant about it.
Especially when they ring you up and saying, I am from Telstra, and if you don't sign on now, you're going to lose your connection for the radio or TV or for the everything else.
Yeah. Joke's on them, you don't have the internet.
No. And when they say that, I go get knotted.
No, I hate the one that's like, this knotted. Phone call's my worst one, this phone call's being, recorded for training purposes. I'm like, not interested, don't call back.
Go away.
And they still call back.
No, they don't. I say, I don't.
Actually, I got a call for you today, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, so because for the radio station, they wanted to ask about our search engine marketing. And they said, and they obviously must think you've got something to do with the website. And they're like, I didn't know who.
Because my name was on probably one of the posts. Right?
On the post, yeah. And they thought I was the person, and I thought I'm not that person, but I'm this person. They talked to me anyway. Do you want any help doing this? Not really. Piss off.
Don't call back.
Don't call back. Leave us alone.
Have a good day.
Yeah. No, I don't say
he was here to help us.
It's usually more like
just to help us out. Just to help us out. Just to help us out. Freebie. He was bored at the end of the day.
IP details and whatnot.
I always ring up companies to ask to help out.
IP is your postal address on your computer, isn't it?
Yeah, you can send letters to your IP address, Mick. Yeah, just put your postage stamp on there and it all gets there.
Speaking of feedback, though, after the successful turnout of the Middleton Grange town centre. We were talking about last week how they were going to have a town hall to talk about it, the proposal. And there was such a good turnout. 600 local residents turned up.
All happy and ecstatic.
Oh, they loved it. That the
council, happy about their new jobs.
The council are glad about the so glad about the feedback. They're going to hold a second forum before the proposal, because the proposal is still up for public exhibition until the 21st of October. So they're going to have a second forum and next week at the same place. I guarantee you they'll probably get the same turnout and it should be very interesting. Hopefully it turns out for the better.
Now, in Cabramatta Road, there is a big change happening there. A clearway is going to be set up and it's going to be extended and on weekends as part of the RMS's push to make a lot of roads across the city clearways. So between Libertas Drive at Bonnyrigg and the Hume Highway at Cabramatta, it will be a clearway from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends. Right. And part of the idea is to improve journey times on the notorious, according to local paper, notorious road. So obviously, and it's a project that's been happening in a lot of places around Sydney and will continue happening as traffic keeps getting more. And
you know why they're doing it? If you go on the weekend to have a drive, it's just like...
It's busier than the weekday.
It's busy, yeah, it's busier than the
weekday. People are going different directions.
That's because they put too many people to live in the cities. Too many people around.
Mm, yeah, could be.
Yeah, right. Now, coming up shortly is the Moon Festival.
It's today.
Oh, the Moon Festival. No, tomorrow. South Sydney likes doing that.
It's Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Oh, but the South Sydney team will be there. Will they? Ready to moon. They'll be ready to moon.
Well, you know what else will be there?
Sam Burgess is going to be there, you reckon?
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be on his own float.
Yeah, with his mooning.
Hopefully not.
That's a good one, Mick. I didn't actually realise what you were saying.
No, you didn't. You took a while there.
That's very good, Mick. Yeah, so that's coming up on Sunday.
What is the festival, Steve?
Oh, the Moon Festival's
from Vietnam.
It's to do celebrates the new
moon.
Year.
Celebrates the new year.
Full moon of the new year.
But there's going to be heaps. There's going to be musical performances. There's going to be karate exhibitions. There's going to be...
Oh,
it's a huge festival, though. Yeah. Massive.
TV crews will be there. And it opens at from 11 a.m. all the way until... looks fireworks at 8 p.m.
I won't be there. There's too much of a crowd.
You don't do well in crowds?
No.
You get anxiety?
I can't stand crowds.
Well, three's a crowd, Mick. Just saying.
Yeah. No, two's company, three's a crowd.
Thanks for coming on the show, Mick.
I'm kidding, Mick.
Two's company, three's
yeah,
a crowd.
Yeah, so Moon Festival. It should be a good time. It was fun last year, so very crowded last year, actually. Yeah, right.
Have they got a bloke there called Moon?
I don't know.
Because Vin.
Banky Moon?
No. Yeah, Banky Moon's dead now.
Oh, he probably won't make it then.
No, it was Cappuccino.
Kofi Annan. Banky Moon's still alive.
Yeah. When he has a good meal, he's a full moon.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about a half moon?
Do you have Do you have any more do you have any further moon jokes that we can endure our listeners with?
What about when the cow jumps over the moon?
Yeah. And a little dog laughs to see such fun.
Now in exciting news for Halsey High School, great school, by the way, awesome school.
Yeah.
Best school ever. Did I?
I don't know, did you?
Yeah, is that
I
where you went?
I did, Halsey High School.
Where?
Halsey High School.
You went to Halsey?
And they're very exciting. I'm very proud as Halsey High School alumni. They are the first school in Australia to get a reverse vending machine under the Earn and Return program. How exciting is this?
I'm glad to be in the
Who did they
Glenn?
Suck?
Do I give back my HSC? So basically, and to be fair, they actually have had a program there for a long time.
Oh, really?
The scrap team. They had a scrap team there. Not joking. And they done like recycling in schools that was hosted out of the school there.
Every
back in the 90s.
Did that.
No, well, actually, the organization that started it in the 90s was actually at that school.
Well, we did it in the 80s and 60s.
Well, yeah, well, whatever. What did you do, Dante?
We did it in the 60s.
Whatever. They've got a whole like little group there that does recycling of stuff at schools or something, and they introduced that back in the...
Oh, wow.
I think it was in the 80s or whatever. So that's what they've done. So they've actually now been able to secure the excitement of an earn and return machine. The students must be ecstatic.
Oh, good
This
stuff.
Is old news, not new.
No,
news.
But this is a new machine.
Yeah, but we used to do it in the old days. It's no new news. It's all old
Sorry,
news.
Sorry, we don't
Sorry,
have the old paper,
we're not
Mick.
Back
we
in
have
the
a new
60s.
Paper.
Actually, well, next week, Mick, we'll go back to the 1960s and read the exciting news back from 1960.
Oh, good.
Was it good?
Who was on the grassy knoll?
So anyway, they're very excited. The school's very excited.
That's good to hear. Were they a good school, Glenn?
They're a great school.
You say that.
Not any. Not they've got that stupid machine there.
Probably. No, they weren't great when he was there.
It's gotten better, apparently.
So he graduated.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Marks went up all of a sudden. Don't know why.
Yeah, right.
And that is the Wild West. This is 2GLF.
Welcome back to the Wild West. You're here with Mick, Glenn and Steve.
Are we?
We are all back.
Are you back?
I'm back.
Not, I'm not back.
You're not back.
I'm forward.
Because I'm looking directly at you. Right? All right, it's time for television, guys. Where should we begin?
At the beginning. And we end
and
at
we'll
the
go
end.
The middle and then the end. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks for clearing that up. That was confusing.
We got life in order.
Yep.
Got the life in order. You're all good. You're all good. Big news happened Thursday night as we record this.
Yeah.
Now, there's been tremendous speculation.
And is what was their speculation about Sam Newman? Is he the strawberry needle man?
Oh, man.
No, he's just a big prick.
Okay.
Wow.
About this show and me. I'm sorry that this is about me, but it is. This station won't or can't tell us if this show will be on next year, either in this format or in some other format. And they can't tell me if I'll be part of the show next year if it's on, or if I'll be part of a different show if it's on.
So basically this is the I'm about, if you don't see me next year, I'm dead on television.
Pretty much.
Farewell speech.
Oh, he's doing a...
It's 10 minutes, by the way.
Wow.
He's got a bit of criticism about that on Twitter, apparently, which is hard to get criticism on Twitter.
Fair,
I don't know.
He does deserve it.
To be fair, his show's not been canned yet.
No.
He's pre-announcing that he'll retire if the show's not on.
I guarantee the show will be on next year.
No,
there'll be a footy show. There will be
because,
a footy show.
Because the ratings are abysmal.
So what? Ratings are always abysmal for shows.
No, like really abysmal. Like they've got the lowest ratings they've ever had. The audience is declining.
Yeah.
They have like maybe 100,000 people watching the show.
Oh, they'll bring it back.
More people listen to this show than his show.
That's
the danger period.
He's doing a Pauline Hanson.
Yes, because she did that one, didn't she? She was the...
What she did was did a video and said, if you're getting this video now, I'm dead.
Really?
Yeah.
When was this?
Oh, back when she was...
When she first started off.
First started.
Oh, wow. And then she started One Nation.
Yeah, so like Sam Newman's doing a Pauline Hanson.
Well, to be fair, but it's the footage show, the NRL footage show's got the same thing. Channel 9's is looking, apparently,
Aaron Mullen, right?
According to... Well, yeah, exactly. That may be the template, but basically they're looking at... how to do that, because when Fatty left, if you remember,
and then he came back
to Farewell, because it was kind of awkward because he left the show, he didn't come back next season. When does he say farewell? Gave him a couple of months. So Sam's got an early, because he wanted to do it next week. The grand final's on next week. Bit awkward to say goodbye on the grand final.
I think
week
it would have been a good one.
No, because it's kind of, that's the grand final is the
it's a happiness.
I guarantee
one.
You they're not going to care about him leaving compared to the grand final.
Oh, this is big. Like, this is horrendous. Like, what will you do on your Thursday nights
it's
now?
It's not about him.
No, not about him at all. No, nothing.
That's because he's had a baby last week.
Sam Newman?
Yeah. I mean, just
did he have a baby?
No.
No, I know, but I don't get that.
I don't get it either.
You're acting as a he's socialist. He's a dis, you know.
He's a what?
He's bad at everything. Because he's had a baby 12 months ago, too.
Oh.
You don't get it, do you?
No. Anyway, something else I don't get this week
is
tennis.
Serena Williams.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I don't really. I still don't get it though. I knew that was what you're, where you're heading.
I
just
the,
still don't.
The connotation of what you're
if
saying,
you get it, please send us an email and explain it to us.
Yeah.
Maybe someone else got that. I don't know.
Don't get it.
But in other big news this week on TV, this is probably the biggest news. This is one of the biggest mysteries of all time on TV.
Right.
Biggest mysteries.
Okay, name just one.
All right, Ernie. I'll try. I like paper clips.
Paper clips?
Paper clips. I like bottle caps.
Bottle caps.
Bottle caps. I love pigeons, yeah.
Pigeons?
Love pigeons, oh yes I do.
Well, Bert, you know, I don't really like any of those things, but I like you.
Oh, Ernie.
I like...
Mmm.
Wow, Charlie.
Does he like him or love him?
Ooh.
Sounds like the episode of The Bachelor.
Don't you love your father?
Will they get a rose?
Do you love your
father? I got a rose for your birth.
Glenn, don't you love your father?
So it depends on the day. Yeah.
It could be the same.
Could be the same, yeah.
Or like.
But, well, the controversy this week was is that one of the writers from the show kind of took the mystery out of the long-running suspicion that Bert and Ernie see staying in the same house all the time.
They're roommates for, like, 20 roommates years.
In the same room, separate beds before there was a housing crisis.
Yeah.
What about Noddy and Big Ears?
Well, basically, and
well, they're doing his room sharing.
So did Noddy and Big Ears.
Well, they're thinking there might be something going on there. And he then, one of the writers did say is that he wrote them as kind of an ordinary gay couple is what he was writing.
He wrote them as a gay
to make them normal. Yeah. And God, that was under the radar. No one realized that. Yeah. Sesame Street Enterprises.
So they're happy.
No, I think it was going
for if you're gay, you're happy.
No, but he was talking about more of a relationship.
Yeah.
They were happy still. They're very happy characters, obviously.
Yeah.
I thought they were just gay.
They're a loving. He said, I don't know how else to write them, but as a loving couple.
I don't get that. Like, how else couldn't he write them?
He could have a fighting couple.
They're best. Well, unfortunately for the Sesame Street Enterprises, this may be a little bit too controversial for them to say, even if this was the truth or not, is they have always said Bert and Ernie are best friends.
Yeah.
And
my favorite quote is, "They're puppets. They have no gender
and no sexual orientation." To be fair, and that's true because the puppets really can't do much.
No.
All you do is stick your hands up there.
It'll get all tangled up and messy.
They wouldn't have any parts anyway.
No, all you do is stick your hands up there.
Anyway.
Very graphic, Mick.
So they're not a couple according to Sesame Street Workshop, but I don't know.
I don't care.
I don't really care either.
It's not a show I watch, that.
To be fair, isn't it more a bit suspicious the guy's head's a bit not round?
Blokes up in the...
And he's got a big orange nose. Isn't that a bit concerning? What about Groucho?
Miss Piggy.
Isn't this a dumpster?
Isn't this a bit more of a concern?
Some housing, accommodation or something?
God.
What about Miss Piggy?
Miss Piggy, yeah. That's a bit insensitive, right? Calling Miss Piggy.
Frog Piggy bestiality. Christ almighty.
That's so funny, yeah. Ridiculous. Because, aren't they meant
so to what do you reckon? Do you reckon that something's going on there with Bert and Ernie?
I'll get, as I said, doesn't worry me.
Yeah, I don't care either way, to be honest. Yeah.
They can always go to Gay Peru.
Also, the other great show that started back this week, Mad as Hell's back.
Yeah,
I heard
good.
It was back this week.
So good, Steve.
That was so good in the first segment.
Aren't you driving home?
No.
Oh, you're in the train home. That's right then. Just checking.
You could drive and text, but not drive and watch.
No. Terrible advice,
Mick. Yes, terrible advice, Mick.
Speaking of not so good advice, though. Sunrise, still in a lot of trouble. This whole stolen generation thing a couple of months ago with Prue McSween and...
Making a mountain out of a molehill now.
Well, now it's really going to the molehill. The Human Rights Commission are going to get involved.
Yeah, they don't do very much anyway.
Well, I'm sure there are some cases they do.
Cases where it does occur. Also on the morning show, beat today's show ratings are looking miserable.
Yeah, it's 100,000.
Under 200,000. There's more people watching Sam Newman. And that's a bit concerning.
What is this?
So basically,
the Today Show.
That's Channel 9.
The one with Carl Stefanovic.
Oh, I can't stand him.
Well, then that's why people are watching me.
Actually, and a lot of people said that, you know, since Lisa left, Carl's been left alone and basically they didn't really want Georgie. They're trying to blame Georgie, but maybe Carl's the problem.
I think he might be. It's like the Carl effect, right? Yeah.
Melissa. Maybe we're over him now. And maybe he doesn't really want to be there.
He might be in love with one of the Muppets.
Could be, don't know.
So you think that's affecting the performance of the show?
Could be affecting.
There's a rumour it might be going to Melbourne. I don't know if that's going to make any difference.
Don't think that'll make any difference.
But give it a whirl, why not? Yeah. Go nuts.
Right. I don't care, I don't watch it to be honest. But
no.
Who gives a stuff?
Not even 200,000 apparently.
But to be fair, I think that's a bit misleading because that's 200,000 average across the whole show that goes for 3 hours.
Oh, really?
So their ratings, because obviously people watch Breakfast TV for 15 minutes.
And to be fair...
You're not going to sit there for the whole 3 hours watching the headlines repeat themselves for 3 hours.
Shows like this show that reproduce their programs on Twitter and Facebook or video. So why are you going to watch it live? You know, you can watch the videos later.
So I think that is maybe...
You haven't got time to watch videos
people
later.
People watch on the train or... I don't know, work. Like, yeah.
But I don't catch a train.
Well, no, move on, Mitch.
The other 999,000, whatever.
Some people might catch trains. I don't know who they
do you,
are.
Do you know people catch trains, Mitch?
How do you catch a train around the wheels?
You do. You grab can't move? You grab it by the doors. When it says doors closing, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the BBC are hoping to get some more money to compete with the likes of Netflix and Amazon and Apple as well. Because you know how all these companies are starting more streaming, that's more on-demand and digital. And the BBC are worried that, you know, they don't have money to produce high-end content.
Mm.
Which is kind of true. And I feel like at this point, their model for, you know, to pay for the license fee every year isn't doing so well either.
They give the pensioners free license fees.
What? Yeah. They're charging the pensioners.
Exactly. Isn't that right, Mick?
I guarantee you, in the next couple of years,
we don't pay.
I reckon we should start paying the license fee for ABC.
No.
Oh, controversial.
I think we should.
Really?
I reckon they're going to bring it for subscription content for iView or something like that. Like,
well, they could make more money. Or like, well, they're going to sell it off, right? They have to make some money.
ABC's not allowed to make money.
But it's interesting because that's different in the UK. No, it's a license fee, and here it's just in your taxes, which...
I think the BBC should like drop it and do something.
I think license fees...
The Royal Mint makes money.
The what, sorry?
The Royal Mint makes money.
What's the Royal Mint?
The people that make coins.
Oh.
Anyway, talking
about... That is terrible.
Talking about exciting news on SBS, Go Back to Where You Came From is coming back in October, and guess who they're bringing on? Jackie Lambie. Apparently she's going back to Tasmania. Wow. And she will never be let out of Tasmania again. No, that's not true. She's going to be on there with former Big Brother host Gretel Colleen, some old ex-AFL player Spitter. Got old Spitter.
Spitter?
So don't know who he is.
Spit when he talks.
Spits a lot, I guess.
That's what they call him.
Don't know where he's from. And they're going to have a migration lawyer, and they're going to all go and do the reverse refugee journey and go
back. Who's the one with the fat face on the show?
Oh, my God.
I don't know who's got a fat face. Does that matter, Mickey? How big your face is?
It's a very broad statement.
Yeah, it is a very broad face.
But they're going back to where they came from. That's all the most important thing. Jackie will be controversial, I think. But the question is, will it change her?
Probably not.
I don't know.
Jackie sometimes...
She's actually very interesting, to be
sometimes
honest.
Sometimes she can
she's
have her mind
changed. She's a very smart cookie.
Very interesting woman. She was on Conversations, I think, on ABC.
Yeah.
And she also... Interesting, yeah. What got me was...
She can be smart and dumb at the same time.
She was in the
army. She's not that bad, to be honest.
She was in the army. And she was like,
she was really good in the army. She did quite a lot, actually.
Yeah.
She had a hard time to her sergeants, and I would suggest having a listen to that.
I think she is a politician, a good politician.
I don't care if
she's a politician
she's
or not.
She's better than Malcolm Turnbull.
I've listened to her in an interview, but yeah, she's quite interesting.
She might not sound very smart, but you don't have to be able to speak to be...
You don't have to be smart to be a politician, is what you're suggesting, Nick?
No,
well,
but
you don't,
is.
Actually, to be honest.
Talk about stupid. Have you been watching Hurricane Watch in America?
Oh, no, I have not.
Peter Mounsey's not here, otherwise he would have.
He would have.
But this one guy, he was in dire straits.
Picking it up here in Wilmington, North Carolina, right at the Intercoastal, and we're in one of these bands. This is about as nasty as it's been. We had some bands like this last night, and then the Iowa this morning, we were not on TV. It was...
This guy was in heavy winds and everything on TV.
Right
and
in Florence.
Jacket and everything, the whole shabozzle. Backing down, Category 5 cyclone, which was a Category 1.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why they were still there when it was just really just a
normal cyclone.
A normal rainstorm.
Yeah.
But I think they were just already there. They got to keep going with the story. And then two guys walked past normally without any effect, and there was no wind, and they were just like going around like the average day.
Yeah.
And the statement from Weather Channel said, it's important to note the two individuals in the background walking on concrete, he was trying to maintain his footing on wet grass.
Why didn't he go on concrete then?
Well, there's the first question. And then why are all these people
out in
the...
Why was he taking grass in the first place?
Exactly. You got to get off the grass.
But these idiots that do this stuff, it's so stupid to watch. Yeah. They sit out there in the middle of a hurricane and like trying to do the news. It's just like hilarious.
You don't need to do that anymore.
No, what about the blokes who got stabbed, who's doing something like that, exactly the same, and he had a post box go through him.
Oh, wow, really?
Okay, that's very sad.
That's messed up.
That's not nice.
No.
Let's...
That's why you don't do it in the storm.
Oh, because it was the debris from...
Yeah.
It wasn't
the
post office getting revenge, was it? Because he didn't put a stamp on a letter or something.
All right.
Now, the Bathurst 1000, 4K for the first time this weekend.
I believe driving enthusiasts are going to love it.
Yeah, apparently.
Driving enthusiasts.
Oh, yuck.
Well, you don't like driving cars?
No, I used to like watching Bathurst, but not now.
Wow, why?
It's so bloody boring.
Back in the 60s, what happened?
They got rid of every on-the-road car and made them special cars. Where you used to have series
special
production
cars
which was your normal holding, your normal four, yep. your normal whatever. Now, it's all V8s and it's bloody boring.
Mm.
So bloody boring, like, I won't watch it.
Oh, right.
That's very tragic. Now, Roseanne's not happy, by the way, as well.
I know, they just killed off a character, right? And
it's not very nice to kill off Roseanne.
I know.
She just had a tweet. You don't have to kill her.
I feel like she have a twin, did she?
I feel like it's a bit excessive, right? Because like, she's an iconic character.
Could have just said she ran away from home or having some time out or she's at Twitter revival rehab.
Yeah, something like that.
Do they have Twitter rehab yet?
Must have.
No, they don't.
Well, they need to get Twitter
rehab. They must have Twitter revival.
They need to have it.
They do. That's accessible that way. So,
It's
ridiculous.
Mad About You's coming back too, apparently. They're wanting to revive
Well, that's
that.
The thing, right? This is a new. This is what happens now. Networks bring back all these 90s sitcoms and early 2000s and to rejuvenate.
Are they going to say something controversial too and get killed off?
No.
How do you know this, Roseanne, Steve? You said it with such confidence.
Because their show wasn't very political or topical, but I guarantee it will be now, though.
Yeah.
No doubt.
The Emmys?
Wasn't very popular.
The Emmys, they're still going.
They weren't very popular. They were down by 20% in watching.
Yeah, because...
Well, they had a marriage on there. They got like The Bachelor almost on there.
Yeah, the producer married him because it has their own time, doesn't
it? To be fair. Why not? If you get an Emmy, good time to propose.
They didn't have very good ratings, so they had to do it.
No, because you know who wins these on Game of Thrones.
It's a good drama.
It's a good drama.
The Godless, they got a couple of ones, a couple of gongs.
Yeah.
The Americans.
The Americans, great show. That's a very good show.
But it was Game of Thrones again.
Yeah. Well, it's a masterpiece.
Saturday Night Live won a show, an award.
Yeah, that's good.
RuPaul's Drag Race for Best Reality.
Yeah, people like that show.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Why?
It's entertaining, apparently.
John Oliver got another Emmy.
By Entertainment, I assume.
So it was interesting. I don't think much happened, though. Yeah. But what's... That Hannah girl was on there, though.
Hannah Gadsby was on there.
Yeah. Oh.
She did a really good speech, though.
She looked like a bloke.
I like it. She's like...
She makes that joke occasionally.
Yeah, she had a really good speech, actually. She was like, I got all these fancy clothes and the free plane ride and all because I hate men. It's great.
What a gig.
It was pretty good. It was pretty funny, I have to say.
You get a sign up that gig
next year? Was she doing her art show that night, too?
What was that?
Was she doing the art show?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't think so.
Normally, every time I see her on TV, she's doing an art show.
Maybe she was doing something else that day. I don't know.
No, she was at the Emmys. She didn't definitely do an art show.
Don't think that
She had to perform very well to show.
I think she was just doing a comedy, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
And that's all for TV?
Yeah.
Anything else good?
Matt as Hell's back.
We just said that.
No, we didn't talk about that.
We did. We did.
We talked about it on air.
Hard Chat was excellent. Hard Chat's back.
Glenn, you can't expect me to remember what we talked about on and off air.
Then Bucket.
Hard Quiz is back. Hard Chat's gone.
Yeah, that's Hard Chat is the segment.
Hard Quiz, I mean.
Okay, this is the end of TV for all time.
Welcome back to the program.
Our irregular movie segment's back.
Yeah, someone actually saw a movie on this show.
So boring. It was about...
Yeah, but what was it called?
It was something A. That's all I can remember. What it was about. It was talking about machines having AI or intelligence where men couldn't... Or it was a woman who was a machine. And she was... A bloke was brought in to make sure that she could communicate with.
Okay.
As an intelligent story where she... And in the end, she killed her creator.
Oh, spoiler alert, Mick.
But well, to be fair, is it a spoiler alert if you don't even know the name of the show? You're spoiling a movie that we don't know what it is.
Well, it was on SBS.
If you know plots.
It was on SBS.
It's on SBS. It has already been on air.
AI movie.
Was it a foreign movie?
Was it in French?
Made in America or
that's
in
foreign.
England one or two. That's foreign.
I don't know, Mick. Have to have a look on the SBS website.
So it was a great movie, apparently.
No, it was crap.
It was crap, okay. Was it called AI?
Could have been something AI or something. A amended or something.
This is our new contest. So if you actually can guess this movie, Facebook us.
We'll
give you a packet of strawberries. With no metal.
Yeah, strawberries.
And then you can use the pins to pick your teeth.
Yeah.
Toothpicks.
What would you give it out of 5, Mick?
0.
Snores? How many snores?
0.
Okay.
Oh, wasn't that okay? Okay, you don't snore.
No, I don't snore. He does.
Who? He? Who's he?
Yeah, I don't snore. You got to like his name. What's his?
Bruce Banner.
The Hulk.
Yeah, the Hulk.
Wow, the Hulk's on the show.
Yeah, but if the Hulk is snoring, do you really tell him to stop snoring?
No, you don't. He'll crush you.
He'll crush you.
Yeah.
Our show's been crushed.
That's it. We're done. World on Wheels coming up next.
They're wheeling in next. I'm away for a couple of weeks.
Glenn, no.
So sad.
Mick and I will be running the ship.
You shouldn't have said anything about that because people can come into your place.
But they don't know where Glenn lives.
He lives in a house.
Then,
oh no, there's going to be all these house robberies next week.
Houses are going to get robbed now.
Yeah, he's going to be robbed.
Haha, joke's on you, Mick. I live in a unit that you love.
Yeah, Glenn doesn't live in a house anyway.
He lives with a eunuch.
Yeah, with a eunuch.
We'll see. They will protect my house with my honour while I'm away. Our website's online too, all our podcasts.
WildWest.com.au, The Wild West on iTunes, The Wild Western on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, we'll see you next week.